My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy.
Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. Every day here on the show, we talk about the things that are important, the things that we should be focusing on, the things that we truly need to focus on. But at the same time, you know, life gets in the way and we sometimes just lose our focus. One of the most motivating things today is for us to not feel good, you know, or to find out that we have a situation or a health condition or a flare up or a bad blood workup, because those are very, very motivating things. And it's sad that we think that way, but those are the things that really kind of get us back on track and aimed in the right direction. You know, we would hope that it would just be everyday living that would keep us going in the right way, but it doesn't always work that way. So we want to make sure that we're doing everything we possibly can to stay as healthy as possible. And that's what we do every day here on the Staying Healthy radio show. Every time that we're together, we have a topic that I think is relevant for today's world. And as well, some of the things that we need to focus on are truly, truly life-changing and maybe giving us back some of our health that we've lost along the way. You know, I talk to people a lot, and many times they'll say things like, you know, it's just the way it is, or I'm at that age, or I just have learned how to accept it, or I just ignore it. And I don't know when it was that we stopped fighting for our health. I don't know when it was that we just stopped thinking about all the things that are available to us that we could be using. Somewhere along the line, we did that, and I'm hoping that we gain it back again. This is the Staying Healthy radio show. I'm here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning. Remember, if you can't tune in live to the show, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, all of my shows are recorded, podcast, and archived on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com, for on-demand podcast downloads when it's convenient for you. Of course, every day I send you to your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition, Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Did you know that they are in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley? They're also Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. They're really good at what they do. And they make sure that you are able to be as successful as possible on your healthy journey. The store is fully packed with the best of the best products. They only carry the best in every department, and that's just kind of the way it's always been. They have the most knowledgeable staff, the best customer service, and above and beyond that, that go-to, you know, peace of mind feeling that you are able to experience every time you go to their store. You feel good that you have those people there, you know, that you can talk to when things come up, and you can have that check and balance every time you go in, and you're able to share your great results with the people that were there for you. And how much better can that be? Stay Healthy Health Food Store, making getting healthy as easy as possible with the best of the best products and the greatest support system anywhere. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston, open Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to go to their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Scroll down, print a coupon to use on your next purchase at the store, and enter your email address so you can start getting up-to-date newsletters and stay in touch with the store. Another great way to stay in touch is to like their Facebook page. That way you'll get their daily post and you'll see what's going on in the industry, what's going on at the store, great specials and all that good stuff just by clicking a thumbs up on their Facebook page. Well, today we're going to be talking about, well, it's that time, you know, my favorite time of the year, the holiday season, also the time of the year when we are experiencing the beginning signs, actually probably knee-deep in already, flu and cold season. And Travis Lesperance is going to be with us today. We're talking Garden of Life, and we're going to be talking about the products they have available that can make this so much better, either from the preventive protocol or the medicinal, I need it right now, or after you're done and you're trying to put things back together, they'll be there for you as well. Travis holds a Bachelor of Science degree in Human Nutrition from Arizona State University. He's a seasoned veteran in the natural food industry. He has extensive knowledge of the science and application of nutrition and supplementation. Focusing on the philosophy of nutrition, Travis is first and foremost concerned with the incredible amount of cultural and genetic diversity that exists within human populations and the necessity to apply nutrition and diet accordingly to achieve health. Travis is also overseeing the designing and utilization of food-based nutritional supplements while developing strategies for individuals and athletes who have been pursuing a variety of different health goals. Travis genuinely enjoys sharing his passion of nutrition and health with others so that they may lead fuller, more active lives. Help me welcome my guest. Hey, Travis.
Hey, Dr. Burke. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Welcome back. How's everything in your world?
Doing all right. Hanging in there.
You on the road or are you at home right now?
I'm at home. I'm going to be taking off tomorrow and traveling the country and kind of spreading the good news, right?
You know, it's great, you know, and it's nice to be out there because, you know, there's nothing better than being out there and being able to answer questions head on and be able to provide people with this great amount of information. So, you know, because let's face it, you know, as much information as we have at our fingertips today, which is a million times more than there was there when I started, all we had was books. There was no internet, there was no Google, there was no nothing. But today you have all this information and it seems to be more confusing today than ever. So educators out in the field, boy, I'll tell you what, that's a saving grace for not just the companies with their great products, but for us people out here that are bewildered, frustrated, and confused.
Absolutely. You know, when we go and we kind of travel throughout the country and see the different regions that we have, and, you know, it's interesting. It's being able to kind of get a running track of kind of the health of the country in general. Depending on where I'm going, you kind of see the outworkings of, you know, the food choices or just the concern for health in general. And so, especially if you kind of move into cold and flu season, you know, being at airports, just kind of seeing, you know, a ton of different people. You start to notice it tick up of people sneezing, people coughing, you know, people just kind of having that lethargic kind of, you know, feel to them. And it's really interesting, especially when we're kind of going into, you know, some of the stores in the natural products industry. You see customers and what their concerns are. And certainly, you know, as we move into this time of year, this is what's on their mind. How can they support their health just to get through until spring comes, and then they're concerned about, you know, getting back into fitness and things like that. But, you know, when you get into cold and flu season, into kind of the middle of winter, as it really starts to creep up on you, you know, the concern is, you know, how can I just make sure that I'm supporting my health as much as possible and getting good information to be able to, you know, to make the right decisions to do that. It's a challenge, but it's a pleasure to be able to kind of have your finger on the pulse of what's going on. That way you know how to kind of prepare to help people when they have questions.
You know, the interesting thing that I think I take away from what you just said is that, you know, everybody needs to have a little bit of a plan, but also people need to be updated on the things that are available because this industry is ever changing. And if you've been using the same things for the last 10 years without any kind of a change, not only may you be missing new technologies and new ways of getting things into your system more effectively, but you may be missing a lot of different things that, you know, are available to you now that weren't available before. And on the other side of that, you're 10 years older and you may have different needs that you didn't before. So I love the idea of educators being out there because you can spark interest and answer questions. I love doing the radio show because it provides people with the alternatives and compliments that are new and up to date and how things have changed. And going to some place when you can actually talk to someone, like a brick and mortar store, and going to see the folks that Stay Healthy, you have dialogue, which is priceless when you're really trying to explain what's going on, because, you know, without that, I think we're guessing.
Yeah, and I think it's interesting, you know, especially, you know, the more that you get to know someone. I remember when I used to work at a health food store back in the day, you know, you'd have someone who is a regular, they'd come in every week, and you really get to know who that person is and how they're approaching their health. But I generally saw a trend, and I don't know if this is unique to our industry or if this is just kind of a byproduct of trying to stay on top of the latest and the greatest in terms of what the research is telling us. But the trend is that, you know, we're always trying to have this kind of basic foundation in place of good health, good nutrition, eating a good quality diet, making sure we're exercising, getting good sleep. You know, sometimes, you know, it's always kind of a moving target. But then on top of that, sometimes we're looking for kind of the more acute, kind of quick hitter, almost like silver bullet approach to a specific concern we have at that time. And slowly over the course of maybe weeks or months or even years in some cases, I've noticed that sometimes we have the tendency to abandon the foundation in searching for some new fancy compound or supplement or vitamin that is showing great research. And there's always a time and a place to kind of be able to get the benefits of what the new science is telling us. But at the same time, what I noticed is that if we abandon that foundation, mm-hmm. then we can actually end up in a worse spot than we were before. So, you know, a lot of times when we approach, especially during this time of year when the focus is on the immune system, the focus is on making sure our nutrient status is prepared for the winter months, a lot of times we forget just some of those basic, you know, kind of foundational ingredients that play such a critical role that we can then build on. But if that's not there, then we're going to have a really difficult time maintaining our health month to month.
You know, and a part of that is really, you know, and thank you for pointing that out. You know, I was speaking with some friends this weekend, and they're going in to Stay Healthy today, and they're going to get some of the things we talked about because they're both really kind of sick, and they want to get the elderberry, and they want to get the oil of oregano and all that stuff, and I want us to talk about that. But the first thing I asked him was, are you still taking your multiple vitamin? Are you still taking your protein? Are you still taking your probiotics? Are you using your digestive enzymes? And they're like, well, you know, I'm kind of laid off. I said, you can't lay off your foundation. That's like taking the cement slab out of your house and expecting the walls to stand up. I said, you still have to do your foundation, and thank you for bringing that up as your core. You know, now we can add to it, you know, to make it work better. But if you take that away, we're not only behind the eight ball, but we're a mile behind now because we don't even have the nutrients for everyday living.
Yeah, and so I think you're dead on there. It's where, you know, we have to make sure our vitamin status is in place, our mineral status is in place. You know, making sure that we're getting, you know, enough protein in our diet to replace the turnover, and then the quality fats, making sure our omega-3 status is there and our omega balance is in place. And all these things are just kind of, you know, things that we have to make sure that we're keeping, you know, in check every day of the year. But, you know, even sometimes, you know, certain classes of nutrients that people can absolutely forget about are the classes of the phytochemicals that are naturally found in whole food diets. And one of the most important ones in my mind is going to be the pigments. The pigments of our berries, the pigments that range from blue to purple, sometimes red in cherries and or coffee berries. There's so many different areas in a traditional diet where we're getting these pigments. But in the Western diet, the standard American diet, you know, the average American consumption of those cyanidin pigments is about 10 milligrams a day. And on average, that's coming from grapes, you know, the handful of grapes that you might get when you go to, you know, your kid's birthday party and there's a platter there on the table, you know, or maybe a glass of red wine. But, you know, quite frankly, when you compare that to a traditional diet, you know, especially during, you know, the kind of the summer and the fall when these types of fruits are in season, you're able to store up and you're getting, you know, hundreds of milligrams at times of these compounds. And obviously, they, you know, we know that they're just a natural part of a traditional diet, but they play such a broad range of activity in the body, and especially when it comes to the immune system. So, you know, we look at getting supplements like elderberry, and sometimes we think, okay, that's like a supplement we get when we get sick to help us with cold and flu season. But quite frankly, one of the most important things about something like an elderberry is that it's just another source of those fantastic pigments that we should be getting year-round.
Now, as I mentioned elderberry before, I'd like to start there if you don't mind, because elderberry, a lot of people are hearing about elderberry and they're like, oh, this must be brand new. And I think to myself, no, elderberry's been used for a very, very long time. Maybe you want to give a little background about elderberry, and then let's talk about the gummies and the liquid that you guys are putting out, because they're very unique and they're very potent.
Absolutely. So, yeah, once again, you know, those pigments, those are, in my mind, just they really are a foundational part of the human diet. You know, these are a classic compounds that are generally known as the polyphenols, and this would include curcumin or resveratrol or the bioflavonoids we find in our citrus. So these types of compounds are ubiquitous in a whole food diet, but when it comes to what their function is on the body, it always is dependent on the dose. And that's what makes them so fantastic for specific uses like the immune system. But historically, the elder kind of family of species of plants, they've been found all across the world in temperate regions, but most notably in more of the Mediterranean basin and maybe Western Europe as time has gone on. And we've always associated them with some sort of immune support. But, you know, in order to kind of get to that finish line of why for the immune system, why not for anything else? Because we know that these pigments have been studied for neuroprotective benefits. A lot of, you know, brain supplements have some sort of pigment in them, like a pine bark extract or a grapeseed extract, even bilberry extract. That's another pigment-rich berry that's supported for eye health. So such a broad range of activity that these compounds give us. But the reason why elderberries are most notably associated with the immune system is because, you know, this is a berry that comes into season in the fall. And these are berries that you simply can't eat raw. You might be able to get a couple, but they're way too bitter and they're way too sour. Mm-hmm. There's a reason for that. It's because these are the compounds that make them, you know, kind of impalatable. These are the compounds that are providing that health benefit. So they have much less sugar to them, much more skin content, very thick skin, and that's where all those pigments exist. And, you know, these plants are making these pigments to help them adapt to their environment. It's almost like a UV sunscreen for them, but it offers us some benefit when we consume them. But we would harvest these in the fall, and we would either use them really quickly or we would preserve them. And so historically, one of the best ways to preserve elderberries was simply to make elderberry wine. But when it comes to why are they so closely associated with the immune system, it's because, quite frankly, over the winter months, this was going to almost be entirely the only source of those purple pigments that your average individual is going to have available to them when they need it most. So to have this kind of stockpile of preserved elderberries over, you know, from October to February, these were going to provide that base level foundational support to maximize your body's ability to have a normal immune system function, because the pigments are doing their own job in the bloodstream when it comes to interacting with viruses. So, you know, this is kind of an area of research that has been ongoing for a long time. Traditional use goes back thousands of years, like so many other herbs that we know of. But we know exactly what's happening with these compounds. These pigments act as little sticks of Velcro. And when they get into the bloodstream, they interact with the viruses, and you know, typically it's influenza is what it's looking at, and they kind of stick to the surface of the viral capsule. So I want to be very clear, what, you know, elderberry or just the pigments in our food, they don't prevent a virus from getting in your body. They don't cure a virus once it's in your body. What they do is they slow down how well that virus is able to stick to one of your cells and then go through the process of replication. So it really is just kind of a foundational tool that would naturally be found in a traditional diet historically. And then during the time when we need it most, we would draw upon this source of these purple pigments to be able to give us that immune support day in and day out. And the beautiful thing about the research is that you know, it's always best to have this kind of these pigments coming in every day just from all the colors of the rainbow in our diet. But at the same time, if we find ourselves in a situation to where we're saying, wow, you know, I'm just not really feeling good, I need to go do something for my immune system because I'm really starting to feel it, a single dose of elderberry in the research actually goes directly to work upon entering your bloodstream. So it's never too late to be able to introduce more of these pigments. And there's a huge range of dosages that tend to all be effective to some degree when it comes to supporting your immune system long term.
You know, the interesting thing about elderberry is, you know, like you mentioned, there are people that incorporate it into their program throughout the year. I know people that use these only medicinally. I have people that work in a very germ-filled environment that use the elderberry every single day. They'll take a little bit of the syrup. They may carry some of the organic elderberry gummies with them, which is very, very good. I mean, you know, I can't even believe it. And I think I've said this before. And, of course, when I've talked to Bruce about this before, I can't believe that I'm even talking about a gummy on my show because I swore to God I would never talk about them because I didn't think anybody could put one out that really made sense that wasn't just candy. But you found a way to do it.
Yeah, so we have two varieties of elderberry at Garden of Life. We have a syrup, which is, you know, traditionally going to be your most potent way of delivering that extract and that concentrate of the elderberries. But then we also have at Garden of Life a line of gummies that are found in the My Kind Organics line. So just a little bit of background when it comes to our approach to herbs, our approach to the formats that we use. You know, not everybody wants to do a big old giant horse pill every day, you know, even though that's the best way to deliver the strongest dose in the smallest space. At the same time, you also have to swallow it, right? So it can be a challenge. But when it comes to our approach to these herbs, you know, really there's four things that are universal across the entire line of the My Kind Organics line. Number one, all of our botanicals, all of the ingredients that we're using in these formulas are certified organic through the National Organics Program. And that makes a big difference when it comes to herbs specifically, mainly because we know from the research that when it comes to the difference between organics and conventional produce, a lot of times you might not have as big of a difference in the actual vitamin production, like vitamin C production in lemons or, you know, like vitamin B production across the board. But when you force a plant to fend for itself using traditional agricultural techniques, you're really putting a higher level of stress on the plant to survive, mainly because pesticides, herbicides, and fungicides, all of these compounds are not kind of defending the plant from all of the vectors in the environment that can take down that crop. So the plant has to kind of pull itself up by its bootstraps and get going in its life cycle. And really what that comes down to is that when you have an organic plant versus a conventional plant, the true difference you really see is in the production of phytochemicals. And a great example of this would be, you know, something like a farmed ginseng versus a wild-crafted ginseng. It's mainly because when that ginseng plant has to go for years surviving in an area of whatever region it's being grown in and just have to fend for itself, it produces a much higher amount of those ginsenicides, those active compounds. So organic farming gives the plant, or it forces the plant really, to produce a higher amount of those defensive compounds like the pigments that are found in the berries of elderberry. So we start with organic elderberries. They're non-GMO project verified. The whole formula is. Then they're also gluten-free certified and vegan certified. But we decided that we wanted to have a format that the whole family could enjoy that was really convenient and practical. And that came through in a gummy. So pure and simple, when you look at gummies in this industry, really gummies in general, we just came off of Halloween, plenty of gummies floating around. Gummies are sugar, they are syrup, and they are other ingredients, whether that's flavorings, whether that's something to make it sour, some sort of acid. Also, in the case of the natural products industry, that's vitamins. So I always kind of look at gummies kind of like candy plus vitamins. And sometimes you actually go into the candy section of a store and you'll see that they pump vitamin C in there. So is that a supplement or is that a candy? I don't know. But when it came to our approach to gummies, we wanted to really reinvent the entire process. So we looked at various different sources, maybe some using some fibers, maybe using some non-caloric kind of syrups and things like that. But, you know, we went back to our roots as a whole food company, and we decided, why not make a fruit leather gummy using apples, peaches, the puree of these fruits, and have that be the base of our gummy format. So we actually have a gummy line that includes kids' chewable vitamins, and they also include our elderberry gummies as well as our turmeric gummies, and they all have that base of apple and pear puree, and that's allowing us to have a gummy that does have some sugar, but it's naturally occurring from the fruit. It's also got fiber, and it has a fantastic chew to it because it's a fruit leather. But on top of that, we add all of our fantastic ingredients that are, once again, organic, non-GMO, gluten-free, and vegan certified. And that's fantastic for the whole family, not just adults, but also for kids. And it tastes really, really good, which is kind of, you know, the main point of taking a gummy without, you know, dealing with just sugar and syrup plus vitamins.
You know, the thing that I think about when I think back here, you know, a lot of people, I've got people chiming in saying, I'm around a lot of people are sick. Can I still start the elderberry? And then I have people chiming in saying, I'm already sick. How do I bring in the elderberry now? And is it still going to be effective when I'm already fighting something? How do you approach that?
Yeah, so when you look at the research is pretty clear and it's very consistent. There's a couple decades worth of research that all points to the same thing. Typically, the dose of elderberry is somewhere between 300 and 900 milligrams. In our gummies, we use 355 milligrams of extract. Our syrup uses 1,500 milligrams, which is a much higher dose. But somewhere within that range, like I mentioned before, the beautiful thing is that whether or not you have this baseline support of these pigments every single day, you know, taking something like a gummy, kind of splitting that up, the dose is four gummies, so you don't have to take all of them, but kind of having that baseline support of pigments every day, that's naturally doing its broad-spectrum support for the immune system, giving the immune system a window to operate and mount the defense if needed. But the best thing about something like elderberry is that if you have not been keeping up with those pigments, the moment they hit your bloodstream, they are going directly to work. So it really is a milligram per milligram thing to where if you can flood your bloodstream with all these fantastic pigments, they're going to do the same exact job that they would have been doing if they'd been there every single day in a much lower dose. So you don't have to, take it for months before you start to see effects. It really is immediate. And typically, when you look at the body of the research, it gives you about a 1 to 2 day benefit in terms of allowing your immune system to catch up to speed, mount the defense response, produce the antigens that it needs to produce, and then get after whatever virus or whatever strain of influenza that is, you know, really kind of hammering your whole body. So one single dose can give you the results that you're looking for. It's not something that has to build up in the system, but it is nice to have a daily dose coming from somewhere in the diet of those pigments every single day.
Now, where's the cutoff on these for kids and younger adults, age-wise?
Yeah, I think that they're great for the whole family. Our syrup is something that can, you know, really be enjoyed by everybody. You certainly wouldn't need a whole dose. We can talk about, you know, the ingredients list and kind of go down the line, but pure and simple, you know, a single serving of the syrup, which is sugar-free, by the way, is 6.5 milliliters. So very, very small amount. It comes with a little cup, so you can kind of measure it out. But within our gummies have about 350 milligrams of that elderberry extract, and that's between four gummies. So the way I do it at home is, and I have a four-year-old, especially right now, he gets 1 to 2 gummies every day, and that's kind of with his breakfast. Best part of his day, I can tell you that, when it comes to the taste of them. I always joke that, you know, he would give me up as a parent, you know, in a heartbeat if he can just get his hands on a full bottle of those and wouldn't even think twice about it. But when it comes to dosing, these are compounds that are naturally present in any whole food diet. These are the pigments in our food. So, you know, to the degree that you would say, you know, I don't think I should give my kids blueberries. That just seems like I should probably hold off on that. You know, obviously, nobody is saying that. That's the same way that we approach or we should approach something like elderberry. This is a naturally occurring pigment. This is just a matter of getting the right type of dose. And you could mimic it with a whole bowl of blueberries, or you can mimic it with a couple of gummies. So great for the whole family, and so you're not going to really run into any issues because these are compounds that are well-tolerated, well-studied, and have always been there in the diet for as long as we have, you know, recorded human history, pretty much.
We're talking today with Travis L'Esperance. We're talking Garden of Life. We're talking some of these herbals to help us with our immune system and help us through cold and flu season, which is definitely here. So we want to make sure that we're working both preventively on a good protocol as well as medicinally. Want to let everyone know that the herbals are 35% off plus a $3 off coupon on the elderberry liquid and the gummies. We're going to come right back after the break, and hopefully I can get Travis to talk a little bit about some oil of oregano and maybe some other suggestions to keep us healthy during the start of the holiday season. Stay tuned.
Raw Probiotics is a truly unique formulation that is based on a Bulgarian cultured dairy drink research by Dr. Eli Melichnikov, the father of probiotics. It's not just isolated bacteria in a pill. It is a whole food probiotic complex that contains three main ingredients: Bulgarian yogurt, kefir scobies or kefir grains, bottom of the kombucha drink, and the modern concentrated strains of probiotics. One of the most unique features is that this product has cultural diversity, meaning it includes a record-setting 30-plus probiotic strains. The product is raw, which means more than processed with low heat. It means no fillers or binders like magnesium stearate, commonly used for standardization in other probiotics. Our Arrive Alive process ensures maximum viability of the bacteria by keeping the probiotic's environment temperature and humidity controlled during manufacturing and shipping. Finally, Raw Probiotics represents an incredible value. Each serving, three capsules, is formulated to a minimum of 85 billion CFU at time of expiration. If you took only one capsule per day, that extends the bottle to a three-month supply that costs $15 per month. We challenge you to find another whole food probiotic that packs 27 billion CFU per capsule at a better value. In summary, this is a whole food probiotic. It has more strains, a higher CFU count than most. It's raw and delivered cold. It's an incredible value. Raw Probiotics from Garden of Life is available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston. Vitamin Code is a cutting-edge line of raw whole food vitamin supplements with age and gender-specific formulas. Vitamin Code utilizes a dual probiotic cultivation process that emulates the growing process found in the plant kingdom. Nobel Prize-winning science inspired this process to grow food vitamins, similar to vegetables in the soil. Each individual nutrient is combined with a specific peptide that allows passage through the cell wall of two separate probiotics. These individually cultivated vitamins and minerals are called raw food-created nutrients, and typically, they come with their unique code factors intact, which nourish the body as nature intended. Raw means these food items are uncooked, untreated, and unadulterated, delivered with probiotics and enzymes and absolutely no synthetic vitamins. Our audited raw standard means Vitamin Code ingredients are always kept below 115 degrees Fahrenheit, and we do not use the incredibly harsh compression and heat typically used to create vitamin tablets. In a base of 22 raw organic fruits and vegetables, Vitamin Code formulas combine the best of nature and science with no binders, artificial flavors, colors, or sugars. Everything you want in a true raw whole food multi, and nothing you don't want. Vitamin Code from Garden of Life is available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston.
All right, we're back. I want to remind you to head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store for the full line of Garden of Life products every single day. Most of the time, 25 to 35% off every single day on the products in the Garden of Life line. So definitely check those out. Always ask for coupons because they are made available, and they love to hand those out when you ask for them on products that you're purchasing. Definitely check out the full line. We've already talked about the elderberry. We'll talk about more as the show continues. We're talking flu and cold today, and we're talking about the preparation we could be doing, the preventive protocol, and also if we've kind of already got hit by it, we're trying to get out of it, you know, we may be able to use some of these products as well to get us through and out and back to where we were before we got knocked on our rear end. Because what's going on right now? it looks pretty bad. And a lot of people I know are sick. So definitely stay on top of your game. Stay healthy. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center, right on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Come in and check out all the great products and the entire Garden of Life line and ask your questions from the most knowledgeable staff in the business. So we're talking with Travis Lesperance today. We are talking about putting ourselves into a more maybe proactive mode. And, you know, if it's already got away from us, how to focus. You know, so Travis, people are looking at the elderberry. I got a lot of people chiming in about the liquid and the gummies. Where does the oil of oregano fit into this when you are really thinking that you've already got something going on?
Yeah, you know, when you look at the research on elderberry, you find that, you know, it really kind of targets how it's able to interact with viruses. And it seems to be very broad spectrum from that perspective. And when you're looking at the support that it's providing, but one of the things that it might not target as well, even though there's some research to show that it can, is microbes. And I know that it's kind of a 1-2 punch during cold and flu season, right? It's where we're always trying to fight off viruses. And then we're always trying to have a proper relationship with the microbial balance in our environment and then on our skin, in our gut. Of course, probiotics play a huge role in helping to teach the immune system on how to interact with all the microbes that we come into contact with. But when we have a virus in our system, it's kind of, you know, dampening our immune system's capacity to really interact with anything else. This is where microbes can kind of come in and they can take up residence and they can start causing their own problems. So obviously it's just a matter of kind of what we're interacting with, where our immune system is at, and certainly during cold and flu season, and we have to be on high alert. But the beautiful thing about oil of oregano is that it's one of the strongest antimicrobial substances that we have available to us in this industry. It's not just the oregano leaves themselves, of course. You know, having oregano in our diet or just herbs and spices in our diet are naturally playing their own role in kind of, you know, layering that foundation once again. But oil of oregano is basically the essential oil of oregano. And a lot of times brands will use, some sort of other oil. We use extra virgin olive oil, organic, of course. We use that to kind of thin it out because drop for drop, this is not something that you can just play around with and, you know, kind of put it right into your mouth. Kind of put it on your skin or something like that. This is something that you really want to blend in because the potency is so high. But the way that it works is very simple. These essential oils, much like the way we think of something like tea tree oil or eucalyptus oil, they have this strong antimicrobial activity. Oregano oil just historically was used more so for the purpose of helping with the immune system. But when you put it into your mouth as something like a gargle or a mouth rinse, sometimes you actually take it internally if you're dealing with some sort of stomach bug. It can really help kind of knock out what's happening just on that surface level. But you really want to have the potency to be there. You want to make sure that, you know, once again, it's a clean source of oregano. So certainly having it be organic is a great way to guarantee, you know, even the safety of our herbs. A lot of times we don't really talk about that. But, you know, when you concentrate an herb like oregano, it typically takes 10 grams or more of the dried oregano leaf just to give you one drop of the essential oil. So our oregano oil at Garden of Life, you get 200 servings. Each serving is 6 drops total, but 2 of those are the pure essential oil in the base of extra virgin olive oil. So you are getting a huge amount of oregano in every single serving, which means the potency is there to be able to, especially if it's in your mouth or your throat, just, you know, kind of provide that blanket level coating to be able to combat, you know, an overgrowth of some sort of microbe. And your mouth is going to smell and taste like oregano for a little while, but that's almost the sign that, you know, it's certainly working, because as soon as those compounds that are found in oregano oil, as soon as they come into contact with a microbe, they go through the work of causing that microbe to die. So that's really what it's all about. It's about having that antimicrobial activity to be able to kind of knock out, you know, more of the, you know, kind of the mouth and the throat and sinus kind of issues. Sometimes what people will do is they'll take these drops and they'll put it in like a cup of steam, or just very hot water, and they'll breathe it in through the nose. But it's all about getting contact with the essential oil of oregano directly onto the microbe itself. That's where that action takes place. So where elderberry is fantastic for viral support, the oil of oregano is even better for microbial support. So 1-2 punch, they kind of tag team each other, but a lot of people, when they're feeling, you know, cold and flu, the, you know, kind of all the things that go on during that time, and they typically are feeling it once the microbes set in and they're starting to do their own damage. So fantastic surface level support through the essential oil of oregano, and it's organic and non-GMO.
So where you are and might use the elderberry both preventively on your protocol as well as medicinally, oil of oregano better for when you need it?
Absolutely. And it all comes down to that potency. Once again, a single drop of essential oil of oregano is the equivalent to about 2 tablespoons of the dried oregano leaf. So if you think to yourself, would I just be eating 2 tablespoons of oregano leaf every single day? Would that be something that I could comfortably get down on a regular basis? Probably not. Mm-mm. But you could put oregano just in your cooking, and, you know, all types of herbs and spices kind of play a role to some degree here. That's where we get all the flavors. But those same flavors, when we concentrate them down so much, they provide fantastic surface level kind of contact support to be able to knock out those microbes. So use this when you need it most. And you'll notice very, very quickly, within the course of a day, if you take it a couple times a day when you need it most, you know, by the time you wake up the next morning, there's typically some support that you've noticed coming out of that process, simply because you didn't allow those tissues to get colonized once again with that microbe to keep coming after you. So, you know, there's 200 servings in the whole bottle, which means that you're probably going to leave it in your will for the next generation to kind of take it up, and it's going to last forever for you, but you're going to get that support just from a single drop, even though the serving size is 6. It doesn't take much.
Well, now, somebody else just said oil of oregano is strong, more geared toward adults. She says, I have younger kids, but I've always been fearful about giving them oil of oregano.
Yeah, I think that, you know, and especially in this case, if we're talking about maybe a single drop, you mix it in with some, you know, some hot water, try to stir it around. It is an oil, right? So it's not going to mix perfectly, but you mix it in enough, and then they, if they were to take a sip and they gargle it and then spit it out, that's probably the best way way to use it, is to, you know, use it as a mouth rinse, use it as a gargle. That's probably the tissues that need it most anyways. But in that sense, would be absolutely fine for kids. The real concern when it comes to something as potent as an essential extract is that if you swallow it, too much of it, your liver eventually doesn't like that very much. And it's mainly because these compounds are terpenes, and terpenes go through a complex process in the liver to be broken down. So this is not something that we should shy away from in general. A whole food diet is the richest source of terpenes that we can get just by eating herbs and spices, fruits and vegetables. We get these compounds in big doses anyways, but we get them spread out throughout the day. If we throw a big giant dose at once and we're swallowing it, especially the younger we are, then it can be a little bit of a burden on our liver. But that's why I always say a mouth rinse or a gargle, that's probably where you need it most anyways, and that's probably the best way to be able to use it consistently at, you know, in that sweet spot of time when you need it without having any issues. So all ages can use it, but it doesn't take much. You know, if the younger you are, probably just a single drop, and you can call it a day with that.
Now, one of the things we want to do when we're fighting a bug, of course, is rest. And rest is usually one of the hardest things for people to do. And even when they do it, they're not getting a good, deep, restful sleep. I know we're going a little bit off topic, but it really is still on topic. Would you talk about the sleep well? Because I think this is a good way for people to shut down and let their body do what it was meant to do, especially when you're giving it oil of oregano and elderberry and you're giving it all your supplements. Then shutting the body down and letting it do repair work is really important, because many people are not good sleepers anyway.
Yeah, especially as, you know, we get the change in the season, and you know, we're getting less sunlight. There's an adaptation period that we have to go through to be able to kind of have our sleep cycles, you know, be able to keep up. And if our immune system is dampened, then sleep all the more so hard to come by. So, you know, when it comes to getting good quality sleep or just sleep in general, typically I used to see two types of customers that would come into my store. You'd see people who come in and they say, you know what, I want something that's going to knock me out in 10 minutes. I'm going to sleep for 12 hours straight, and I'm going to wake up feeling like $1 million. And where is that product? And you have to tell them, well, you know, that that product doesn't really exist, because you get one or the other when it comes to support in the supplement industry for sleep. You either get something that's going to knock you out, but typically the quality of sleep might be compromised. And then when you wake up, you might feel a little groggy, because it really just kind of was a hard, kind of almost like a hard reset on the system, you know. And so on the other side of the coin, you have herbal support. And generally, when it comes to sleep herbs, you're looking at herbs such as chamomile or valerian, passion flower, lemon balm. And all of these herbs are known as sleep herbs, mainly because they contain a very similar class of compounds known as flavonoids. Now, we've heard of these types of compounds before, bioflavonoids, the quercetin found in our citrus, but this is a really broad class of compounds, and the specific types that we find in the sleep herbs, they tend to play a tremendous role on the GABA system. So GABA is, kind of that one of those chief neurotransmitters that is inhibitory. It calms us down. It makes us less sensitive to light and to noise, right? You know, we know that a big focus right now in the kind of health circles is on blue light. Well, when we have a proper GABA balance, blue light, whether it's there or not, it's not affecting us as much when it comes to our sleep cycle. So this is not to say that we should just bring on the blue light and we'll be okay as long as we have sleep herbs. But generally speaking, GABA is what's reacting to the environment around us to kind of help us know when it's time to go to sleep, and then it gives us really good quality sleep. So we built our entire formula around sleep herbs like this, and we actually have the first ever organic lemon balm clinically studied extract in our products. And we have a sleep ball spray. We also have a tablet, and we also include the first ever organic L-theanine from green tea. It's decaffeinated, of course, but theanine as well is kind of like that yin-yang that we get from green tea. L-theanine is what's balancing out the caffeine. And so when you remove the caffeine component, it's playing once again on that GABA system. And so whether it's helping you to hold on to the GABA that you've already made so it can be a little more potent, helping to make that receptor site just a little bit more sensitive, or mimicking GABA, which theanine has some capacity to do, all of these things help to support and round out and buffer our body's response to when it's time to go to sleep and it's time to get restful sleep. So we call it Sleep Well, and it's our rest and relax spray. And then we also have our tablet for those who want to get a little bit more support from the valerian. We don't put that into our spray because if you've ever played around with valerian or even just tasted it, you know that it does not taste good. It tastes like feet. So we don't include that herb into our spray. It tastes really good. It's sugar-free. But we do have all the other sleep herbs that are there kind of supporting that GABA system and helping us to get good sleep when we need it most, especially during cold and flu season.
I think we learned a lot today, about the idea of doing this. And I just thought I would ask you one more question. We got a couple of minutes here, just a few. Where does diet play a role with using these supplements? Things that you may recommend people not eating this time of year when they're fighting or they're trying to boost their immune system?
Yeah, it's really tough, right? Because we're about to come up on the holiday season, and this is where the rich foods are there, and we have these big feasts with family and maybe Thanksgiving and whatnot. So, I would caution probably more than anything. Number one, make sure that the quality of your fat is there throughout the holiday season. Really that omega-3-6 ratio, your omega-3 balance right now is playing a huge role. So maybe look at, where your fish oil is at. If you take one every day, then, kind of keep that system going. Maybe look at taking a cod liver oil so you get some extra vitamin D, some vitamin A, support the immune system. If you haven't been taking omegas, then maybe start with a larger dose, like a Menami fish oil that's going to kind of bring your status up real quickly. But I think your omega balance, the fatty acid profile you consume, that's going to play a huge role in how your immune system is able to keep up with the inflammatory status in the body. So you don't want to be giving your immune system so many, firefights to be dealing with at once. You want it to be able to target, the viruses and the bacteria. So by all means, making sure that you're getting, good quality fats, and making sure your protein status is up. That's not really too hard to do, especially when you got leftover turkey and whatnot. But also maybe a little bit of fermented foods here and there. Historically, this is when we would be eating them because we preserve them for the winter months. So So try to get some natural sauerkraut, some kimchi, some maybe some fermented dairy if you can do that. Get that probiotic support on a daily basis and take a probiotic supplement if you need to kind of dose up after that. But very simple things that we need to be mindful of, things that we would be doing historically and that we just don't do in our modern society because we found technology that works around the need to do things like that. But good quality fats, making sure we're supporting our gut health, and those things are going to go a long way to support our immune system.
Well, I thank you very, very much. Our time always goes so fast. But thank you for enlightening everyone, and I always look forward to our chats together, and I'll talk to you soon. Be safe on the road.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Be well. My guest today, Travis L'Esperance, representing Garden of Life. Of course, Garden of Life, you'll find it everywhere at Stay Healthy. The entire line is available every single day, and you'll see they carry all the sizes of the products there as well. Make sure if you're looking at some of these herbal formulas, 35% off, and oh, don't forget to ask for your $3 off coupon. We talked about the elderberry. We talked about the oil of oregano. Of course, all your basic products, your probiotics and things like that are really important this time of year. And Travis did talk about the Sleep Well, which comes both in a spray as well as a supplement form in tablet form. So definitely keep that in mind. Awesome products from Garden of Life available every day at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy, your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition. They are in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. They do it right every day. Longevity's on their side with the most knowledgeable staff and the best customer service. All that good stuff every time you come in. It's confusing getting healthy. It's easy for us to just shake our head and, you know, just kind of fuddle through things, you know, along the way. But that's not really going to get us where we need to be. We need to make sure that we are taking the time to ask questions and make sure that we are trying, you know, and asking what's new. I mean, what's up to date? What are some things that are happening right now? Because maybe what I did 10 years ago doesn't work as well today. Maybe there's a better way of doing it. There's a better way of actually putting ourselves into a better defensive mode and maybe a little bit more of a proactive mode. And that's really important today. So Stay Healthy Health Food Store, they're not just a place to go for all your high quality products and the best of the best deals and all that good stuff. It's also a place to go to become educated. You know, when we do anything today in our life, we try to learn as much as we can about it. You know, we go buy a new smartphone, we research it and ask as many questions as we can so that we understand what we're doing. But when it comes to our health, I don't know what. We just grab something off a shelf somewhere and think we're going to change the world by using something we know nothing about. Ask questions. Learn. You know, broaden your information base on your health. It's the most important thing that you're going to do. And when it comes to your good health, when you lose it, health, it's going to be hard to actually enjoy or do any of the other things that you do every day. This good health that we're trying to hold on to and achieve is the most important thing you do every single day. Give it the time, give it the energy, choose wisely with your supplements, choose your foods better, you know, give your body what it needs to be able to revert to a healthier state. And, you know, then sit back and enjoy the wonderful benefits for all your hard work for aiming your body in the right direction. It's flu and cold season. Keep in mind some of these products, the Garden of Life elderberry, the oil of oregano, of course, the Sleep Well, being able to sleep at night and getting a good night's rest and shutting yourself down. It's very, very important. Stay Healthy Health Food Store, 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to go to their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Scroll down, print a coupon to use on your next visit. Of course, leave your email address so that you start getting newsletters and stay connected with the store. Give their Facebook page a thumbs up so you're connected all the time. And remember to tune into my show Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning. Remember, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, all of my shows are recorded, podcast, and archived on my webpage every day, drjeffreyburke.com, for on-demand downloads of the podcast. Remember, when you're on Facebook, type in Dr. Jeffrey Burke, Dr. Jeffrey Burke, and give my page a like. We'll stay in touch. You can actually send me your questions. I will answer them right on my page. Have a great day. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburk.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.